USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. House Speaker Mike Johnson disclosing having a long discussion with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday. Louisiana Republican reaffirmed unwavering support for Israel and expressed significant disagreement with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's recent critique of the Prime Minister.
We think it is not only foolhardy, it's dangerous for him to be trying to suggest how Israel should run its domestic affairs in the midst of their conflict. So you'll see the House Republicans continue to stand forward and reiterate our support for Israel at this very critical time.
A man linked to Major League Baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani is being charged with stealing funds from the baseball star and using it to gamble through an illegal bookkeeper who himself is already under investigation by the feds. The LA Times reports Ohtani's interpreter is the man charged in the case. Ohtani, who plays for the Los Angeles Dodgers, fired the interpreter on Wednesday when the news broke. He just signed a record 10-year, $700 million contract this last offseason. With inflation still higher than its key benchmark, U.S. interest rates are staying the same for now.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
They haven't really changed the overall story, which is that of inflation moving down gradually on a sometimes bumpy road toward 2%. I don't think that story has changed.
Nevertheless, the central bank has hinted at three upcoming cuts sometime this year. These cuts would mark the first decrease since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. Currently, the federal funds rate is at its highest level in more than 23 years.
USA's John Schaefer. The federal appeals judges are quickly putting a controversial immigration enforcement law in Texas back on hold following an earlier U.S. Supreme Court decision lifting an even earlier stay on the law. This is USA News.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month. And that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott telling a crowd he believes President Biden is being dishonest about the situation with border security. Republicans say the solution is to reinstitute Trump-era border policy. Abbott claims Biden knows that, even while blaming Republicans in Congress for not passing a legislative fix.
Either A, he was just outright lying to you. B, he had no idea what he was talking about. Or C, all of the above. I think it's all of the above.
During his remarks, Abbott referenced the possibility of Texas making an official declaration of an invasion. On that note, House Republican Charles McCall saying that he will immediately introduce new border security legislation in Congress. He said that it will be similar to the law that went into effect in Texas. President Biden, campaigning in Arizona Wednesday, told voters about billions in new federal grants that will go to tech giant Intel for supercomputer chip production in a handful of states.
This historic funding will use to build new semiconductor fab facilities and modernize and expand existing ones in Arizona, Ohio, New Mexico, and Oregon.
The spending was approved through the bipartisan Chips and Science Act. Biden stressed
they're critical to emerging technologies that are going to power the future economy.
Wall Street closing Wednesday with stocks much higher as all three major averages secured record closes. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.